Everyone, and welcome to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill here at 311 North Main in Maryville. The Coaches Show this year is presented by KHCV 90.5, the flagship station for the Bearcat Radio Network. Let me hear you. We want to make this fun. We want to make this crowd interactive. Let's hear it for some Bearcat pride here tonight. What do you say? All right, we're going to have a great show. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to do all kinds of things tonight. I'm Rodney Harris, Director of Broadcast Services at Northwest Missouri State University and General Manager of KXCV KRNW. And alongside, please welcome Voice of the Bearcats for the last 28 years, John Coffey. We welcome all of you to Carson's Sports Grill and want to thank Carson and Renee for their great hospitality. We're excited about this year's show and hope you'll be active with us and involved in the show. We have question and answer cards on each of your table. So when you get those questions filled out, give it to your server and they will bring it up to us. The question and answer session will be toward the end of the show when we'll have Adam Doral and Scott Lorick back up here with John to go over those questions, and they can give you the answers. You can interact directly with the coaches at Northwest Missouri State University. We also have a new segment this year. That new segment is what we're calling Meet Your Bearcat Student Athlete. It'll be your chance to learn more about some of our student athletes. We'll also be giving away prizes courtesy of Jim and Amy at the student body. And speaking of giving away prizes, I want you all, now listen up, I want you all to check underneath your table. There should be something taped under part of your tables. Pull those out, wave them around, because you're a winner. Right there we've got one. Anybody else? We've got another one back here. Got a couple over here. So before you leave tonight, make sure that you get your prize courtesy of the student body. We've got some Bearcat t-shirts. We've got some Bearcat hats for you that we're going to be giving away. And we've got more prizes later on tonight during the question and answer session as well. Tonight's show, we'll have Bearcat head football coach Adam Doral. Let's hear it for head coach Adam Doral. We're also going to have head coach of the cross-country team, Scott Lorick. Let's hear it for Scott. And our featured athletes tonight will be Bearcat quarterback Trevor Adams and wide receiver Tyler Shaw. Let's hear it for both Tyler and Trevor. When we come back, right after this one-minute break, we will be speaking. John Coffey will do the honors, and he'll be speaking with head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Football Bearcats, Adam Doral.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work and driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, family-owned since 1951, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. And Adam, coming off a good win to open up the season, 33-3, the final score at the victory over East Central. Let's talk a little bit about last Thursday night and the way the game opened up for you. And again, a good victory to start the season.
Yeah, it was. East Central, you know, it's an unknown opponent. I know a lot of people didn't know about them. They're a good football team. When I started researching them in midsummer, you found out that, you know, they were 8-3 last year. You know, had almost 14 returning starters coming back and a couple preseason All-Americans. So, you know, we knew right away we had a quality opponent. And, you know, I felt real good about that. I feel like I got that across to our kids. That's one of the things that's tough in coaching when you're playing an unknown team. You got to get your kids to understand that. And I felt like our kids did. And we came out and, you know, there's some things obviously we got to clean up. But I was pleased with our performance. We played very hard. That's the one thing that when you look on Friday, watching the tape, our kids played hard and we were running to the football and we were finishing blocks and we were getting downfield. And, you know, there's some things, again, we got to clean up, but the effort was great.
I know talking with you in the pregame before the contest, one of the things that concerned you going in with East Central was their defense. And they really came out, and I thought they did have a good defensive plan for them.
They did, John. You know, again, they that's kind of the strength of their team. And they had the outside linebacker, number 8, number 55. Both of those kids were conference defensive players of the year, one of them in 2010, one of them in 2011, and then the strong safety. So they did a good job. They, you know, first game of the season, they were pressuring us, bringing a lot of blitzes, getting up the field and trying to disrupt our passing game. And they, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit. They did some really, really good things. And again, their kids played hard. I felt like we did a good job of wearing them out in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought the depth really showed in the third and fourth quarter.
It did. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I've said all summer, I feel really good about our depth of our kids. And, you know, we may not be as flashy as we have been in the past, but as a coach, I'll take, you know, solid and steady and depth any day over flashy. And, you know, I just feel like our kids are doing a really good job of not just our starters, but our backups. And we got some really quality minutes out of our twos last week. And, you know, hopefully that continues down in Warrensburg.
And when you talked about the depth, you really got tested early in the ball game on the defensive side at the defensive end position.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, you know, with Matt, tough loss. You know, he's a great kid, and he's been, if you, you know his history, he's been through a lot. He was in a bad car wreck as a high school kid, and, you know, he's lucky to be alive, and then rupturing his spleen last year down at Midwestern State. And, so, yeah, it was one of those tough deals.
And as far as the depth along the line, what's that do for you right now with that?
Well, Rich does such a great job of teaching kids multiple positions. I mean, he's always done that. I think that's been one of the strengths of our programs over the years. We force our kids to do more than their, you know, quote-unquote normal positions. So, you know, it's just next man up. You know, we got some guys that are hungry that didn't get to play a lot last week that are now kind of thrust into that too deep and traveling. You know, they've done a good job, had a good week of practice, and, you know, hopefully we'll get out there and get them going on Saturday.
As far as the things you want to improve upon, let's say, first of all, maybe talk a little bit about the defense. And I know one of the things after the ball game you talked about was the screen pass. That gave you a little bit of trouble last week.
Yeah.
The third and long situation.
Yeah, it did. I mean, that was the only thing that gave our defense problems last week. And, you know, we're anticipating probably seeing a few screens from Central. They did it to Western, and they've always been a pretty good screen team. You know, that's one of the few things that they needed to fix. But, you know, we're playing a different beast. We're playing a team that throws the football probably 80-85% of the time. And they lost their quarterback last week. We'll have to see who they start. But he went out with an injury. And the kid they brought into the game, you know, went 20 for 25. So I'm assuming that's the kid that'll probably play. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out, but we'll see. But it's just it's going to be a whole different game this week for our defense. We're going to have to get up the field and get in the pass lanes, try to bat some football down, you know, try to get them into third and long situations. And, you know, the thing when you're playing a team like Warrensburg, whether you're up or down, you know, the game's never over because of what they do offensively.
Now, as far as Northwest offense will be coming off of that first game, what's some of the concerns, some of the things you've been working on in practice?
Well, the big thing we've been trying to do is get a little bit more continuity and consistency in our pass game. You know, you go back and watch the film, and it wasn't major things, but it was one or two things every time. Maybe the protection wasn't good from the O-line, and then maybe the next snap we were throwing the football, the running back's protection broke down, or Maybe we were a little late throwing the football, or a receiver ran around the route. So it was a combination of an entire offense not doing great in the pass game. And then, you know, running the ball, we averaged under 4 yards a carry, and that's something we've, you know, you shoot for 4 yards plus per carry. And so we just try to clean up what we're doing and be more efficient throwing the football this week. And our kids have done it. They've had a great week of practice.
Looking as far as some improvements as well on first down, I know that's looking after the game you talked about too, to maybe get a few more yards on first down.
Yeah, it is. We shoot for 4-plus on first down, and we try to stay ahead of the sticks and not behind them. And, you know, we just had way too many third and longs last week, and it's hard to – I don't care what level of football you're playing, high school, college, or professional football. If you're in third and long, it's going to be a tough day. So just try to get those things as short as you can get them.
And as far as special teams, one of the things that you have to do a little bit differently this year on the kickoffs is the change in the rules a bit. And I know you've been working on some of the things with the kickoffs and kickoff coverage that's a little bit different this year.
Yeah. You know, the NCAA put the rule into – try to, I guess, follow the NFL and try to minimize concussions off on kickoff. And it kind of happened what I thought would. Nobody's trying to kick the thing into the end zone. Everybody's trying to pop kick it down to the 7 or 8 yard line and then just run down there and use speed and be super aggressive and try to pin the opponent inside the 50. We did a great job. Todd did a great job of kicking the football last week. High. You know, most of his kicks were over 4.2 seconds. And we are getting down there. We just lost contain a couple times on those returns. So, again, we feel like we've addressed that this week, and hopefully we'll get those guys pinned inside the 15 and make them go the full length.
No, you hear a lot of coaches every year at this time say the biggest improvement you make every season is from that first game to the second game. What's the difference with the team you've seen after getting that first game under your belt right now?
Well, I just feel like maybe we're a little bit more focused on offense. I feel like, you know, whether it's right or wrong, it sometimes takes having a bad performance or maybe not doing your best to kind of highlight your weaknesses or things you need to work on. And we needed a game last week. We could have practiced 2 more weeks and it wouldn't have helped us. We needed to get that game under our belt and see where we're at. And yeah, I do agree with you. I do think that you make your biggest gains from week one to week two if you do it properly, if your kids understand that and if your kids believe in that. And, you know, we feel like we've hammered that home to them. And that's what we're real excited about playing Saturday. We are just super excited about going down to Warrensburg for the third year in a row, and our kids are excited. You know, we always played pretty good on the road in big games, and we're looking forward to that challenge on Saturday.
Talk about going to Warrensburg and just overall facing Central Missouri through the years. Northwest has had a lot of success against the Mules, although there have been a lot of close games as well, but 9 in a row against Central Missouri. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and it's, you know, let's get it up to 10. that's the goal. Move on to the next one. Yeah, they're a good football program. I think it, you know, everybody's different. It's a special rivalry to me, and I think it is for our kids. I really try to beat that into our kids. And, you know, we like beating Central Missouri State, and if we got to do it on the road, we'll do it on the road. So I know our guys are real excited to get back out there, especially offensively.
A lot of times you've got a couple games to warm up and get ready for the conference schedule. Now with the way the conference is now with the addition of teams, Northwest really was the only team that had the opportunity to have a non-conference game before the conference season started last week with East Central. But one game, and now you're into the conference race right now.
Yeah, and you know, we feel really fortunate that we were able to do that. I think one of the biggest things early in the season, you know, first week, that's kind of a neutralizer thing. You don't have any tape to watch on your opponent. Everybody's starting new people. You don't know what team's going to run out their quarterback, and it's just entirely different. So we felt very fortunate that we got to open with a non-conference opponent, and we feel really good about that. I was real appreciative of our Ren Baker going out and getting that game, and you know, Dr. J jumped on board on that. So we were really excited when they got that done, because it's not easy. The way our league is right now, that schedule was in flux for so long. It was great that we got that game and got it against a quality opponent. You know, I don't know what you gain by playing a Division III school or an NAIA school and just, you know, beating the crud out of them. I don't think you gain much as a football program from that. So we were excited. We got a good quality win.
Yeah, against an opponent that's really doing a lot of things right, and I think an East Central team that people hear a lot more of here in the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I told you that. We talked a lot about that when I started researching them. They've got a really good head football coach, and his kind of deal is turning around programs in his third year there. You know, if they can stay healthy, I think they can win that league down there, and, you know, they got a chance to make the playoffs. So again, I just think that's going to help us as we get going in this thing. I think by mid to late season, people are going to look at that and say, man, that was a good quality win for Northwest Missouri State.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And, Adam, as you look at Central Missouri, a team coming off a loss, a team that fell behind 28-0 in the first half last week to Missouri Western, but they really made a heck of a comeback, made a game of it in the second half. And they're a team that no matter what the score is, you can't let up with them.
No, you can't. You know, and just knowing their coaching staff, if they're going to build on what they did in the second half of that game. They're going to try to get their kids to forget what they did the first two quarters. They played really, really good the second and third quarter. If you look statistically, after their starting quarterback got hurt, they brought the junior college kid in from Snow, and he went 20 for 25, and they had a defensive touchdown. They had a great play on third down, and they came around and swiped the ball out of the Missouri Western's hands and picked it up and ran it in. I think it was right at 60-something yards, 67 yards. So really got them sparked, and they played really well. They did some good things on special teams too. So, you know, they've got a lot to build on, and I know that they're probably excited about getting back out in the field and seeing, you know, how much improvement they've made.
And I know Missouri Western's a quality opponent as well, and to go on the road to face Missouri Western. But what were some of the reasons when you watched the film that Central Missouri fell behind?
The turnovers. They turned the ball over early and often, and they dug themselves a hole big time. Their special teams play in the first two quarters was just, you know, very, very average, and I'm sure they were disappointed in how they played the special teams first two quarters. But that was it. Defensively, they didn't give up a lot of big plays. They didn't do much, you know, bad things on defense. They played pretty good all game on defense, but their offense just killed them. You know, they turned those balls over, and Missouri Western had a couple short porches and scored and punched it in, got a nice lead.
Now, I know most of the people in attendance here as well as listening probably well aware of Coach Jim Sabota and his time at Northwest as offensive coordinator and the type of offense he ran here. Have you seen anything different from Jim and now as opposed to when he was at Northwest?
Yeah, they throw the ball a lot more. I mean, you know, when I was playing here for him and even when I was a graduate assistant, we had pretty good running backs, Jesse Haynes, Jay Jansen, Derek Lane. You know, we were always still pretty decent running the ball. They just, you know, for whatever reason, they don't run the ball a lot, and he never has, really since he left here, if you've looked at his career. So, yeah, they throw it a lot more. That's the biggest thing I've seen. And, you know, I know Josh is there, Josh Lamerson. He's one of, you know, a good friend of mine. And they added a Bearcat this year, Kyle Westfall. He had been up at Hastings College, so they added another Bearcat down there. And Kyle, again, he's a great friend of mine. He's now their linebacker coach and special teams coordinator. So, it'll be good to see those guys and talk to them briefly before the game gets going.
Yeah, it's kind of, when you talk rivalries, that's one where you look across the other side of the field, a lot of people you know over there.
It is, you know, and it's like, I love Josh and Kyle. Again, those two guys are really good friends of mine, and we talk a lot. I talk to them a lot. You know, I always wish them the best other than one game a year.
And what we talk about, knowing some people on the other side of the field with this Central matchup, on a serious note, with the game, fundraising activity going on between the two schools to help out a former Bearcat and his daughter, and there's a lot of connections here with Andy Erpelding and the situation.
Yeah, Charlie, his daughter, it's Charlie Erpelding is battling cancer right now, and she had surgery last Thursday up at the Mayo Clinic up in Minnesota. And she's still healing, but then she'll start bouts of chemo here, I think, for the next 8 weeks. She is Jim Sabota's goddaughter. So we're doing a joint venture with the University of Central Missouri, doing the yellow wristbands. It says Bearcats and Mules for Charlie. And we're real excited about it. The head of the NCAA Division II is going to be there. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is going to be there. And they're going to present the Division II people. I'm not sure the exact amount, but it's a lot of money. Or Division II is going to present them that they've raised in one calendar year for that project. And so it's a neat deal. I didn't get a chance to talk to Andy today. I tried to call him before we went out to practice. I didn't get a hold of him. But Phil Dowden, our SID, put a thing up. We spelled out Charlie with our kids today by position group underneath the Bearcat paw before practice today. So I'm trying to get a hold of Andy to let him know that we did that. And we're thinking of her and him and the family. And, you know, it's just a good family. You know, you've met Andy. He's just always smiling, just a great guy. And so we're praying and hoping that they get through that okay.
Well, it's an example of where sports can come together and really do something positive.
Yeah, it does. You know, it kind of puts stuff in perspective, and there's a lot more important things in life than a football game. So, yeah, we're like I said, we're excited about it. And I don't know if he's going to be able to be there Saturday night. There's a chance, so I'm hoping to see him.
Now, I don't want to give away too much as far as the game plan for the game on Saturday, with this being Thursday. But when you look at the matchup, what do you see as some of the keys to the way Northwest and Central matches up?
Well, the big thing that I really preach to the kids all week is just, you know, be road dogs. Go down there and do whatever it takes on the road. I really feel like if we can be physical in all three phases, especially on defense, if we can get after that quarterback a little bit. And you know, it's easy to throw the football when you're standing upright and you've got good protection. And it's a different thing if you're getting hit consistently and those hits starting to add up. So we're going to try to get in there and get after the quarterback a little bit. And offensively, we're just going to try to be physical and focus on that and, you know, try to run the football a little bit and hopefully set some things up for us. And then, you know, special teams, we just want to be really sound on special teams, and, you know, we feel like we can do that.
And, A.D., we'll have you back here in a little bit on the show. We've got some question cards are out in the audience, and some of the audience members have written some questions that we'll come back and go over those here a little bit later in the show. But we also have a couple of your players on hand that we'll be talking with next. Rodney Harris will be talking with Trevor Adams and Tyler Shaw, and kind of learn a little bit more about those two guys. And a little bit later on, we'll talk a little more Bearcat football.
Sounds great. Coach Tyler, you know, runs track too. Coach Lord Tyler said he likes you better than me, so he got the nod tonight.
All right, well, Ed, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you a little bit later on the show here.
Okay.
Again, we are live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville with the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Services include open bowling daily, lanes and cosmic bowling for all ages, as well as lane rental for special occasions. Bearcat Lanes and Lounge, located at 1803 South Main, 562-2571.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Carson Sports Grill here in downtown Maryville for our Bearcat Coaches Show. And we've got a few more people in here now, and I want you to check if you just arrived here a few minutes ago. Right at the top of the show, we talked about some giveaways. Check underneath your table, and if there's a little sticker taped underneath your table, then you'll be a winner, because that's exactly what that little note says. You'll be a winner. And if you are a winner, make sure before you leave tonight that you come up. We've got some T-shirts, Bearcat T-shirts. We've got some Bearcat hats that will be given away. So make sure you do that before you leave tonight. Also, we'll be giving away some more items during our question and answer session. Each table, you should have been given a card when you came in. Each table has a question and answer card. We want you to be able to interact with the coaches this evening, so just fill out your question and we'll try to get to every single one of them before the show is over tonight. Right now we're excited about a new segment that we're going to have with this year's Bearcat Coaches Show, and that's Meet Your Student Athlete segment. And we're really, really happy to have with us the quarterback, 6'1" junior from Odessa, Texas. Please welcome Trevor Adams. Trevor, let's talk a little bit about, first thing off, you're from Perryman, Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
And for most people, they probably know that's the location for Friday Night Lights.
That's right.
Talk about how that affected your hometown, your community. Any insights to the show being you know, from your high school?
Yeah, it was a big deal. The movie came out when I was in eighth grade, and since then, that's, everybody plays football around there. That's kind of how it goes. And it was a big deal because everybody looks at football as almost kind of like a religion around there, and it's a really big deal. So I was kind of spoiled as a high school athlete to play at such a special place.
You know, anybody that watched the show Friday Night Lights, it's an outstanding facility. You've played in front of big crowds before, but how does that compare to Bearcat Stadium and the atmosphere and the crowd that we have and the passionate fans that we have?
Yeah, I was very lucky to play in front of some big crowds in high school, and that was a huge decision for me coming out of high school. Was, you know, I wanted to go somewhere where the support was going to be like it is here. And there's nothing like Bearcat Nation. I don't think anywhere else in Division II. And, you know, this is a really special place that we have here. And so this was a definite, you know, key for me whenever I came up here, was getting to play in front of the Bearcat Nation every week.
Let's talk about, some of the things. You came in and started six games last year as a sophomore. And you opened up that first game with 16 of 27 for 247 yards, I think four touchdowns in that first game against Lincoln. How did those six games that you started last year help prepare you for this year's schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it was great just to get that experience, being out there on the field and just getting up to the game speed of what, you know, college football is about, you know, on Saturdays. And, I really look back and I'm very thankful and blessed to have the opportunity to play last year, because I feel like it's really going to help me and drive me this year to do even better. And so I'm very excited about, you know, those opportunities I had last year and looking to build off of those for this year.
You know, everybody knows what you do on the field, knows all the accolades. I could go through this bio, folks, but you probably already know it anyway. And it would get boring probably for me to keep telling all the great things that's listed in your bio. But one of the biggest things is the fact that you're not only an academic All-American, but an All-District person as well, with a 4.0 GPA in biology. You got to be pretty proud of that.
Thank you.
You know, Northwest really takes a lot of pride in the success of their student athlete, and we rank really, really high in the MIAA and nationally as far as GPA. And that's something that I'm sure all the football team takes pretty seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the coaches really tell us, you know, the guys that take care of their business in the classroom are usually the guys that are taking care of business out on the field. And so that's something that, you know, really stresses, you know, being a guy of integrity and taking care of your business, you know, not just on the field, but in the classroom as well, and being an all-around student-athlete, because, you know, we're very lucky to be able to play such a great game in college, and we're very lucky, you know, to be able to even go to college and get an education. So while we're here, you know, we might as well take advantage of it and do everything we can to make the best of our opportunity on the field and off the field.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, everybody kind of knows what you do on the field, but let's get into, you know, that's a lot of work, what you do on the field, but it's probably not near as much work as what you do in preparation. Talk a little bit about your average day in the preparation, or the week's worth of preparation that it takes to get ready to go out and play and have, you know, that's the fun part, go out and play on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's kind of had to learn time management. And, you know, knowing that, you know, if I have a test coming up or something in the classroom, that, you know, I've got to get my, you know, act together and get ready for that. But also just, you know, scheduling out, you know, when I need to watch film, when I need to study certain plays, you know, and look at, you know, what they're doing and their defensive schemes. And then also, you know, when I need to, you know, study anatomy or whatever for this week. And Mr. Poston, he's my teacher right there, so shout out to him. But no, it's really just time management, and then the coaches, you know, they really help us out, and by, you know, stressing that our academics are so important here, and we really need to focus on those, you know. And, you know, really, if we take care of that, it all takes care of itself out in the field as well.
Talk a little bit about your, you know, we always talked about your 4.0, you know. Let's talk a little bit about your major and minor. What are those?
So my major is biology and psychology. I do not have a minor, but the plan is I'd like to go into chiropractic school for grad school, and then later on become a chiropractor. And so, that's the plan now. We'll see where God leads from here, but that's kind of where I want to go.
Do you have any plans on where you might want to locate? Are you thinking about going back to Texas, staying around somewhere in the Midwest?
I don't know for sure yet. I visited both schools. There's one in Kansas City, and there's a chiropractic school in Dallas as well. And both are great. I'd like to kind of be close to my family, so wherever, you know, they are going to be at that time will kind of be part of the decision. But I don't know which one for sure yet. Still a few, you know, about 2 years off now. So,
you know, I think a lot of folks know, and a lot of people may not know, that you're really, really active in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, both locally and nationally. Talk a little bit about that and how important that organization is to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I had the opportunity to serve as an intern with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes this summer, and I just have to praise God so much for that opportunity. It was such a blast. Just being able to use my, you know, influence that I have as a football player for Jesus Christ, and being able to reach out to others and you know, show that, you know, because that's what it's all about. You know, I feel like that's why, you know, a huge part of why God has me here at Northwest is to be used by Him, in all aspects, not just on the field, but, you know, off the field, you know, helping people and showing, you know, just what, you know, the love that He has for people, you know, that I can show that too. And so, you know, it really fires me up to be able to, you know, to serve with FCA, during the school year, during the summer. Because it's a great organization, and you know, it's a great way to reach out to other athletes, you know, that might be kind of intimidated by coming into the church or something, but reaching out to them, you know, on the fields, on the courts and stuff like that.
What are some of the activities that the Fellowship of Christian Athletes do locally here?
Yeah, well, this year we're starting something called FCA Acceleration Leadership, and so what it is, it's a leadership opportunity for all athletes, high school and college here in Northwest, and they're also doing one in St. Joe for the area high schools and college there. And what it is, it's a way to come and learn how to be a better leader, you know, on the field for your team, and also to become a better leader, you know, in all aspects of life. So once you move on from college, you know, are you going to be just a follower, or are you going to be a leader? And then the basis of it is learning about the follower or the leader that Jesus Christ was, because He was the greatest leader that ever lived, and learning about His life and how we can apply and believe in what He was and what He did for us, and apply that to our life, and then see people saved. And it's great. And so we're really excited about it this fall. We've had a lot of preparation go into it, and it's going to be good.
Now, besides the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, talk about maybe some of the other clubs, organizations, or activities that you're involved in. Or is football full time?
It takes up a lot of time. But I'm trying to think. There's not a whole lot of, you know, other activity or clubs, I guess, besides just spending time with the football guys. I mean, those are all my friends anyways, really.
Sure. I'll ask you this question.
Yeah.
How about some of your hobbies, or what do you do away from football that might surprise our audience tonight, both on the air and here at Carson's?
Well, I love to play golf. I guess that's why I play in men's league golf in the summers. I love playing golf, so we've got a pretty good team in men's league. I don't think I see any of my teammates in here tonight, but that's why I love playing golf. I try to play as much as I can in the summer, but I guess that'd be one of my hobbies. And I like to fish a little bit when I get a chance, but if I had the choice, I'd definitely go swing it.
Yeah. Trevor, we appreciate you taking the time and your evening here before
yes,
a big game this Saturday. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Folks, let's give him a nice round of applause. Your quarterback of the Northwest Bearcats, Trevor Adams. When we come back, we'll talk with Tyler Shaw, wide receiver of the Northwest Bearcat football team. We'll do that right after this one-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show. We're in our Meet Your Student Athletes segment, and we're really honored right now to have 6-foot senior from St. Louis, Missouri. Please welcome to our broadcast booth, Tyler Shaw, wide receiver for the Bearcats. Tyler, let's not only talk a little bit about football, but you're what they call a burner. You're a fast young man, and you're actively involved in track as well. And let's talk a little bit about the track. There, you're a NCAA qualifier in in the 200 sprint, correct?
Yep.
And you're also a qualifier in the 60 meter hurdles, right?
Yep.
And you're a two-time conference champion.
Yes, I am.
And you're a six-time All-American indoor and outdoor track champion. How about that? Let's give him a round of applause. I guess Coach Durrell likes the fact that he's got a burner out wide for Trevor Adams. What do you think?
Hey, I will hope so.
Talk a little bit about, first of all, where you're from, St. Louis. You graduated from Lutheran North High School. Talk a little bit about your high school days and give us a sense of Tyler Shaw in high school.
Well, in high school, I was mostly like the little quiet type. You know, I always stayed to myself, and, you know, I ain't really hang out as much as other people would. But, you know, a famous fact is we actually had like a alumni that played with the Denver Broncos, Steve Atwater. I was real close with his best friend. He's like my godfather and stuff. So that's a fun fact for Lutheran North. But other than that, it's just a little small school. You're not really all that known.
You were involved not only in football, but also track there as well, right?
That's right.
Talk a little bit, if you would, for us. Let's talk about your preparation for football now and what you do on a weekly basis to get ready to play, and especially what you're doing this week getting ready for, the game in Warrensburg.
Well, mostly pretty much everything with preparation is just like watching film, trying to get a good understanding of what your opponent is like, especially, you know, when you're going up against a good team like UCM. It's good to know like the ins and outs of how they play or what they'll do on some downs or here and there. But mostly I just try to, you know, get myself as prepared as I can, you know, catch extra footballs after practice. You know, do more sprints, you know, make sure I'm condition-wise, and watch more film.
Last year you, every year you've kind of increased the bar while you've been at Northwest in that wide receiver role. Last year you led Northwest in receiving with 815 yards. You had nine touchdowns. Kind of what's your goal for this year?
Pretty much, I just went into every year just trying to do better than I did the previous year. So, I guess this year I'm just trying to get more touchdowns, more receiving yards. Just make sure I do better than I did the previous years. You know, hopefully get an All-American status this year or something like that, and do whatever I can to help out the team.
Now, talk a little bit about your major, your minor, and what you plan on doing in the future after graduation. You are a fifth-year senior this year, so you'll be graduating. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm majoring in journalism with a minor in coaching. Hopefully, you know, I would like to do something like sports analyst, where I can do something like broadcasting, talking on the TV, you know, staying with what I'm most comfortable with, which is sports.
Come and see John. He's probably got a job for you.
Hey, I'm, you know, you're hiring.
With that said, let's talk a little bit involved. I know football takes a lot of your time. I mean, to the average person, the preparation, the time spent, the studying, not only for your academics, but also for you know, the game plans and studying the playbook and exactly what you're going to do week in, week out takes an extraordinary amount of time. And it's a full-time, all-year-round type of thing to get yourself ready. But talk about some of the other things that you're involved in.
I'm not really all that involved into, like, you know, schools. I might, you know, stop by and support some of my friends, like ABC Club, which is like the Allegiance of Black College Students or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will go to, like on-campus, like, Bible study thing where, like, a group of kids get together and they, like, help other group of kids try to get a better understanding of the Word and here and there. But other than that, I really haven't really done nothing.
How about plans for the future? What are you going to do post-graduation other than or where you're going to locate? I know you mentioned that you want to be a sports analyst. Is there any place you'd kind of like to land?
Well, I kind of don't want to be in Missouri anymore, so I'll take any place but Missouri.
Tuck, you know, we asked Trevor this, and I'm going to ask you this as well. Give us a fun fact, on what you like to do away from football that maybe folks would never dream that Tyler Shaw would like to do.
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people know this, but, like, I'm a real cartoon junkie. Like, I just love cartoons. You might see me walking around with, like, a Batman backpack or a Transformers backpack. Bumblebee is, like, my favorite character in the world. He's the greatest.
Or some
Bumblebee.
What are some of the other cartoons that, you know, that you really like?
Oh, well, there you got the Avengers. You know, I love Captain America.
Yeah.
You have you have Justice League. I like Green Lantern, especially the black one, John Stewart. He's
yeah.
the greatest. We could go all the way back. Static Shock, you know, with the little dress and the
wow.
little lightning bolt.
Yeah.
He's great.
You're into these cartoons.
I really am, man. I'm real crazy. I would sit up there and watch anime at night.
That's good. Tyler Shaw, everybody. Give him a nice round of applause. Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Folks, we'll be right back. John Coffey will have Scott Lorick, head coach of the Bearcat cross country team, when we come back. Right after this 1 minute timeout, you're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show live at Carson's, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, and joined now by Scott Lorick, the head coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams and the outdoor track and field teams as well, and indoor teams here at Northwest Missouri State. And welcome, Scott, to our program here this evening.
Thank you.
Scott, let's talk about some of the things you've got coming up. I know tomorrow's going to be a busy day for you with the Northwest Open here in Maryville. I had a chance to get things going here at home this year.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night we're running the Northwest Open at the Maryville Country Club. We've got four teams coming in. It'll be our first meet of the season, and we're just looking forward to really getting our season started, and we've got a bunch of new kids and a great team that's returned, and our kids are excited to run.
One of the things that we ought to talk about here as well, that when you talk about both of your teams, both being in the preseason the Central Region rankings this year.
Yeah, we're our women are ranked fifth in the region right now, and our men are ranked sixth. And our women also have a national ranking of 22nd. And our men I'll tell you what, last year was a little bit of a frustrating year. We beat nationally ranked teams throughout the whole year, never made it into the rankings. So I think this year, if we start doing that again, there's something going on if our guys just aren't in there.
As when you look at being nationally ranked on the women's side, the handicaps feel pretty good about that right now.
We do. Our women's team has just been moving up every year. We ranked 20th at the end of the year last year, and I really believe that this team is better. I think we have a very good chance for both teams to get to the national championships and be definitely further up in the top 20 nationally.
What are some of the reasons you feel like you've got a better team this year?
Well, we did lose some people to graduation that were very, very good, but I think we're just a tighter group. Our recruiting has been very, very good. And our returners, they've just been working so hard. So I think as a group, we're definitely moved up, even though, you know, we've lost some things up front. I think we're replacing that, and I think we've gotten tighter behind them.
Tell us about some of the names of the players you got this year that you're looking for some big things out of.
Well, on our men's side, a nationally ranked runner named Ryan Darling in the 1,500 meters last year, and he's going to be our number one runner by tomorrow, I'm sure. He was an all-region runner last year, an all-conference runner last year, and about the 18th ranked 1,500 runner nationally last year. But behind him, you know, we also have Drew Kiefer, who's a sophomore, and we have Jake Henry, who was an all-conference steeplechaser last year. And then we, like I said, we've got a great recruiting class that's come in. And on our women's side, I think it starts with Brittany Poole, that was fifth in the national championships last year in the steeplechase. And she's also followed by a very, very solid group behind her.
You've got a lot of your runners that not only run for you in cross country, but they do a lot more for you in the spring as well.
Absolutely. All of our kids make a commitment to the full year of program. So not only cross country, but they're all competing indoor and outdoor track as well.
And what are some things that you feel make the program here at Northwest special, that since you've been at Northwest and had a chance to come in, what are some of the things that you really like about the program here?
Well, I think one of the things, we've got a whole athletic department that's very, very supportive of each other. And I think we've got a great group of coaches throughout the whole department that is very encouraging to other teams. And, you know, I mean, even from my sport, I look at what football's done, you know, over the years. And that's just, I kind of think it kind of sets the tone of the expectations that we have. And beyond that, as far as our specific team, our program has our kids have a great sense of accountability to each other and to our program. And I think that's maybe the single most important thing that makes our program go.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier that your first meet of the year is tomorrow here in Maryville. What are some of the main things you want to accomplish out of your first meet?
Well, it always starts with where we are mentally. So we want to be good competitors, and the course here is very, very tough. So it's kind of a tougher thing to start with a terrain that we're going to have here. Usually like to start with something easier, but it doesn't work that way. But we're really looking for our kids to be really mentally tough throughout the day tomorrow, because that's what's going to carry us through the whole year. You've always got to be a good competitor before you can even think about results.
And as far as tomorrow night's event, if somebody wants to come out and watch your team and cheer them on, let's talk about time and what they need to do there.
Absolutely. It's at the Maryville Country Club. It starts at 6 p.m. For the women's race, and then 6:45 for the men's race. And then that's it. Two races, high intensity. And it's a great show. If you've never been to a cross-country meet, you know, we have a lot of people that come out and say, hey, I've never even seen this before. But, man, that was exciting and that was fun. And, a lot of people, when they see it, it's different than what they expected.
Now, I know after tomorrow night's meet, you look ahead toward next week, and a really big one comes up when you travel up to Lincoln, Nebraska, the Woody Greeno Invitational. That's always one of the top meets that you go to every year.
It is, and our schedule is very, very competitive this year. We're going to, tomorrow's meet is just kind of getting us started. When you go to Woody Greeno, we'll have over 30 teams there from throughout the region. And then the next weekend, or 2 weeks after that, we'll go up to the Roy Griak meet at the University of Minnesota. So our meets, we run against a combination of teams, not only Division II, but a lot of Division I teams. We're just mixing it up with them.
I really would think that would help out when you get closer to the conference meet and looking ahead toward the regionals and hopefully nationals.
Absolutely. I think, you have to get into the mix of people that, essentially are better than you, to raise your own level.
All right. Well, Scott, we certainly appreciate you being with us on the program here tonight. We'll have you back and stay here in just a moment. We have some question and answer cards that the audience here at Carson Sports Grill written out, and we'll go over some of those questions and answers and bring Adam back up as well and talk a little bit more football and cross country here.
Great.
When we come back right after this timeout, again, you're listening to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Back in a minute after this on KXCV KRNW.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's Bearcat Radio Network broadcast is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice at 119 East 4th in Maryville. More information available at 660-582-7196.
This broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by the Northwest Medical Center of Albany, Missouri. The Northwest Medical Center offers ambulatory and general surgery, cardiac rehabilitation, dietary counseling, and occupational therapy at 705 North College in Albany, Missouri. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from A&G Restaurant in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering located at 208 North Main in Maryville. More information available at agrestaurant.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron. And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And we're joined again by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, and Scott Warwick, the cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State, with us as well. And again, we've handed out some comment cards or question cards to the crowd, and we had a number of those presented back up with here. And I'll try to read these as best as I can. Some of the handwriting a little bit tough, but I really can't. Don't have a lot of room to talk. I don't know. A lot of people probably know Paul Jones, who was an English professor here, and he told me that he thought I rolled with my big toe. So I don't have a lot of room to talk. But at any rate, the first question we have comes up to Adam, and AD, question that comes in about UCM being a pass-happy offense in recent years, and they want to know how the defense plans to stop Central's passing attack.
Yeah, I think the first thing, Rich has done a really good job with, is you got to mix stuff up, give them different looks. You know, they, just knowing them in the past, you know, we've always done pretty well against them. They try to use their first 15 or 20 plays and kind of probe you and look for weaknesses and then go back and hammer it. And so, you know, our defensive guys, their plan is to mix stuff up, get pressure in different ways, whether that's blitzing people or running some line games. But I think the big thing is just to be disruptive and don't let him get comfortable back there.
Another question comes in concerning football and more about the offense. We have a person in attendance who wants to know, will you be opening up the offense a little bit more than in the opening?
Yeah, we'll see. It's just, you know, that's a kind of a week-to-week deal. And quite honestly, what Central Missouri State did last week against Missouri Western, they basically play a six-man box and they play two safeties high the entire time. So just kind of depend on down and distance. And, we are hoping to get into a few more second medium, second short. Maybe you can do some stuff with play action. But it just kind of depends, a lot of that, on what they're giving us.
All right, and Scott Lorick again with us, cross-country coach here at Northwest Missouri State. And Scott, why just talk a little bit about what it really takes to have a total team effort and a victory when you go into a meet, and some of the things that really matter as far as team strategy goes with cross-country meets.
Well, from that perspective, when we go to a meet, and a lot of people, you know, just kind of think it's, you know, just go out there and run. But and sometimes it's, you know, that's the best strategy. But we really have to look at every course. And, you know, we have a, you know, we discuss, you know, just all things about how to run the course, where are the dead spots. You know, we certainly look at the competition we're running against. So we actually go into every meet with a race plan for our teams and really for individual kids. So it's sometimes, especially with crowded fields and you know, the way things go, like the Woody Greeno meet, there's going to be 300 runners in there. And, you know, there's some things that you have to do to take care of yourself and get yourself out. And like Coach Dora, we could use him to throw some elbows in there. And it's good to have, you know, a bunch of skinny kids pushing each other around. So.
There's one thing I'd like to talk to you about as well. Attending a Maryville City Council meeting a few weeks ago, the council approved a plan to help with some equipment and get your course ready to go. And it looks like there's some good cooperation between the community and the athletic program, such as yours, in helping make sure a meet like tomorrow is going to be successful.
Oh, there really has been. we've gotten great support. The Maryville Country Club has just been absolutely tremendous to work with. They've been really open. They've been working with us really well and letting us use the course and doing all the things there. And then also the Public Works Department of the City of Maryville has been out to our course using the pavement rollers, really trying to take care of the course for us and the footing, and that's just going to be a huge thing for us getting ready for the conference meet.
All right, another question coming to AD here about the last week's game. Gave up a lot of yardage and third and long situations, some first downs on third and long. They want to know maybe what type of adjustments you might have this week to stop them on third and long.
Yeah, you know, again, I thought you got to give East Central some credit. I think if you go back and watch the film, a lot of those were screen passes. And sometimes we're in man coverage. We had a linebacker lose the kid coming through off the screen behind the O-lineman. And other times we're in a zone and we just didn't tackle. So we've worked on that this week. And, again, a lot of that is by design scheme-wise. But it's something that we've talked a lot about as a staff. And I know our defensive guys are really showed our kids that a lot this week because traditionally Central Missouri has been a good screen team. The other ones is, just throwing some deep in routes on third and long and, you know, yeah, we can talk about having the coverage maybe better, but at the end of the day, you go back and you look, and those are a little bit 3 seconds and over when he was throwing that football. We've got to get home. We talk about getting home to the quarterback in 3 seconds or less. And so I didn't think it was really a coverage deal. It was more of we needed the defensive line kind of finish and get home.
All right, and Scott, a question for you about the course at the Maryville Country Club, wanting to know if it's a 5K or a 10K there.
Well, actually, it's neither. Our women's course is going to be 6K, which is the national distance, and the men's course will be in 8,000 meters, which is about 5 miles.
All right, and a question for AD now concerning the offense, and someone wants to know what happened to the delay tight end over the middle. As far as I'm running the tight end over the middle.
Oh, yeah, no, we did it a few times. We hit DeFeo up the middle of the field. We missed him one other time on a flag route, so... we're still running it. You know, it's when you play with what we do offensively, if you can run the football, we should be able to get him up the middle. But we've got a couple new tight ends, too, and, you know, they need to do some things better to get themselves open. But we're still trying to do it.
Another question concerning the toughest opponent during the regular season. Who do you feel will be the toughest opponent right now? That's a tough one right now.
Yeah, that is. That's a tough one. All of them. I mean, if you look at the league, I don't know. I couldn't answer that right now.
All right. And here's a question. I don't know if it's a question or just a comment here asking not to schedule any more day games because this requires this person to get out of bed at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning to listen to the game on the Internet. So I guess that's
we'll pass that along to Ren.
All right. Let's go over one more question here about the passing game. It looks good, but there seems to be some problems with the running game right now. What are the plans to maybe improve the running game?
Yeah, the big thing that I saw is just when we went back and watched the film, we just feel like, again, it's always a combination. You can't really pin it on one person or one unit, I guess. But the one thing that stood out to me is, you know, James Franklin and Jordan Simmons missed a ton of time in camp. James had a groin injury, and Jordan was coming off the shoulder surgery and tweaked it early. And I just, you know, didn't feel great about those kids last week with the amount of carries they had in fall camp and their game conditioning. So it's been a real, real big focus of ours since last Friday. We've conditioned those guys more after practice. They took all the reps, I mean, literally like 95% of the reps. And you usually even go into your third and fourth string tailback, but those guys took most of the rest, trying to catch them up to speed. And so I'm hoping you see us more crisp running game and those guys hitting the holes a little harder downfield. And again, through reps, they'll get their, you know, vision back. But they both can do it. We just got to get out there. And I really feel like if we can get them to level two this week, they're going to have some big runs.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us. Again, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dole, and the head coach of the cross-country team, Scott Lark. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us for the first show of this year.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, this is the first edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight. Ben A.D. and Scott, also Trevor Adams and Tyler Shaw, and also Rodney Harris for helping out again. Our first show will be back here again next Thursday night for another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Don't forget Saturday, if you can't make it down to Warrensburg to watch up that matchup between Northwest and Central Missouri, we'll have that along the Bearcat Radio Network as well as KXCV KRNW. Airtime 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day from Warrensburg. It's a 1:30 kickoff again at Northwest and Central on Saturday afternoon. That'll do it for our show. I'm John Coffey for Rodney Harrison. So long from Carson Sports Group.